All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. It is that time of the week, folks, my key games for the world of college football. And after 3 weeks of the season have gone by, we are almost ready to bid farewell to the month of September. Now, I'm going to get started off tomorrow night with a big one in the American Athletic Conference as the 2-1 Cincinnati Bearcats travel to take on the undefeated Memphis Tigers. Now, for Cincinnati to win this game, they will need to be keyed from quarterback Gunnar Keel along with linebacker Eric Wilson. But you look at Memphis quarterback Paxton Lynch, and so far in this young college football season, he has 6 touchdown passes to no interceptions. I think this Cincinnati team is going to play a very tough and motivated game, but I think the home cooking is just going to be just enough for Memphis to get it by in this one by the score of 34-30. Now, moving along to Saturday, at the Big House in Ann Arbor, Michigan, you have the 22nd ranked BYU Cougars traveling to take on the Michigan Wolverines. Both of these teams come into this game with a record of 2-1, and both of them are looking to establish themselves this year. For BYU to get the road victory, they'll need a good game from quarterback Tanner Mangum, along with running back Adam Hine and wide receiver Mitchell Juergens. Now, for Michigan, you look at quarterback Jake Rudock, who has been up and down so far this season, and that's not good. It's not good for news for him that BYU has a defensive back by the name of Kai Nakua, who already has 4 interceptions this year within 3 games. If Michigan is unable to establish the run game in this one, they're going to have some tough sledding against BYU. Thus, I'm going to take the Cougars on the road in this one by the score of 24-20. Now, in the Big 12 Conference, you have the 24th ranked Oklahoma State Cowboys, who will be traveling to Austin to take on the Texas Longhorns. Now, the Cowboys are still undefeated. They're 3-0, and they're going to look for a solid game from quarterback Mason Rudolph in this one against a very porous Texas defense. Now, when Texas has the ball, they simply rely on quarterback Jared Hurd, as he is the playmaker for the Longhorns. But as bad as Texas has been on defense, this is an Oklahoma State defense that already has 9 sacks this season, which means they're going to try to put Texas and Mr. Hurd in second and third and long situations in order to tee off on him. But this kid is lightning in a bottle, and if he gets out of the pocket, look out. Texas lost a heartbreaker at home last week. They're going to be playing with a tremendous amount of passion in this one, but right now, Oklahoma State is simply the better team, and I'm going to take the Cowboys on the road on this one by the score of 38-34. Now, down in the Southeastern Conference, you have the 2-1 Tennessee Volunteers traveling to Gainesville to take on the 3-0 Florida Gators. This is the second conference game for Florida. They won last Saturday night on the road against Kentucky, and this is the first conference game for Tennessee. And this is a swing game for both schools because you look at Florida and Tennessee, and both of these schools are former national powers, and each of them is looking to once again become a player in the SEC conference. And this is a game right here that could lead the winner to that path. But for Tennessee to go on the road and defeat Florida, they'll need a good game from quarterback Josh Dobbs along with running back Jalen Hurd. This Vols defense is led by linebacker Jalen Reeves Maben, who already through 3 games has 33 tackles. But just like that, since Jim McElwain has become the head football coach of Florida, their offense has shown signs of life. And you look at Will Grier at quarterback, and he is simply making things happen. Defensively, Florida has already had, they've already tallied 11 sacks, and Vernon Hargraves back there in the secondary at corner is a ball hawk. This is going to be a tight one, but I'm going to take the Gators at home in this one by the score of 31-27. Now, in the Big 12, you had the 3rd-ranked TCU Horned Frogs, who will be traveling to Lubbock to take on the Texas Tech Red Raiders. This is the conference opener for both of these clubs, and both of them come in with an unblemished record. You look at TCU quarterback Trayvon Boykin, and he is calm, cool, and collected in that pocket, and I could see running back Aaron Green having a solid game in this one for TCU and head football coach Gary Patterson. on the Texas Tech side. You look at the strides that are being made by quarterback Patrick Mahomes, and he is really starting to get a grasp of the spread offense under head football coach Cliff Kingsbury for the Red Raiders. This is going to be a high-scoring affair, but I'm going to take TCU on the road in this one by the score of 44-34. Now, back in the SEC on Saturday night, you have the Mississippi State Bulldogs with a record of 2-1, and they will travel to Jordan-Hare Stadium to take on the 2-1 Auburn Tigers. Both of these teams have already lost their conference opener, and both of them lost to LSU. Auburn was embarrassed last week on the road at LSU, and you can expect a spirited effort this week from Gus Malzahn and his crew. Now, no more Jeremy Johnson, the quarterback. He has been benched in favor of Sean White at quarterback for Auburn. And I expect the Tigers to get back to their running game and more physicality. Why? Because a lot was put on Jeremy Johnson's shoulders as far as not getting the job done. But I think this was Gus Malzahn's way of shaking things up for this entire team to let them know that, you know what, you guys have to play better. Defensively, Auburn is still a work in progress, and they have to go out there and find a way to contain Mississippi State quarterback Dak Prescott. This is going to be a tight one, but I'm going to take Auburn at home by the score of 28-27. Now, in the Pac-12 on Saturday night, the 9th-ranked UCLA Bruins travel to the desert in Tucson to take on the 16th-ranked Arizona Wildcats, and this is a Pac-12 conference opener for both of these clubs as each of them looks to win the Pac-12 South and, of course, get to the Pac-12 title game. Now, no Miles Jack at linebacker for UCLA, and we've seen how versatile this kid can be, because aside from being a linebacker, he can also play running back for UCLA, but he has been lost for the season due to a knee injury. You look at quarterback Josh Rosen for UCLA. He's a true freshman, and as the games have gone on, the competition has gotten tougher, and this is an Arizona defense that will look to put some pressure on the youngster. Speaking of putting on pressure, Arizona is hopeful to have Pac-12 Defensive Player of the Year Scooby Wright back at linebacker in this one. Of course, he suffered the knee injury in Arizona's season opener. And for Arizona to have any chance of winning the Pac-12 this year, they are going to need a healthy Scooby Wright down the stretch. But on top of that, you look at the Wildcats offense led by quarterback Anu Solomon and running back Nick Wilson, and they will keep the defense of UCLA busy in this one. Thus, I'm going to take Arizona at home in a tight one, 31-27. And finally, finishing up in the Pac-12, we have the 18th-ranked Utah Utes traveling to Outson Stadium in Eugene to take on the 13th-ranked Ducks of Oregon. Like Arizona and UCLA, this is the Pac-12 conference opener for both of these clubs. And there's one thing that we have learned in a very short time for Utah in the Pac-12 under head football coach Kyle Whittingham, and what that is Utah is a pesky and tough out. Now, for Utah to go on the road and pull off the upset here, they'll need a huge game from running back Devontae Booker. Why? Because as long as he is moving the chains, it shortens the game and it takes away possessions from that high-powered Oregon offense. Now, you see quarterback Vernon Adams for Oregon. He's playing with the injured finger, which means that this Oregon offense will rely a little bit more on the running game with running back Royce Freeman. I think Utah is able to keep this game close for about 2.5 quarters, but coming down the stretch, Oregon's going to pull away in this one by the score of 41-24. And correction on that, I got one more key game for you folks out there, and it's still in the Pac-12 on Saturday night, as the 19th-ranked USC Trojans travel to the desert in Tempe at Sun Devil Stadium to take on the Arizona State Cardinals. Now, both of these teams come in with a record of 2-1, USC lost their conference opener last week at home at the hands of Stanford, and the Trojans can ill afford to begin the Pac-12 conference schedule with a mark of 0-2. You look at Cody Kessler, the quarterback for USC, and he's still been solid along with wide receiver Juju Smith, but somebody defensively for the Trojans has to step up and make a play and try to contain this Arizona State offense, which is led by quarterback Mike Bercovici and running back DeMario Richard. This is going to be a great game between two teams to feel that they have what it takes to win the Pac-12 South, but I'm looking for USC to rebound in this one after last week's loss, and I'm going to take the Trojans on the road by the score of 30-27. So, folks, those are my key games for the upcoming weekend in the world of college football. And I want to once again thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping all of Sunday's action from week number 3 in the National Football League season. Now, if you find folks out there or on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you follow me, like I always say, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check that out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.